This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. When slavery is discussed in history books, Massachusetts often is portrayed as a leading state in the abolition movement. But the story is much more complicated. In 1641, the Massachusetts Bay Colony became the first colony to legalize slavery. Boston went on to become a port in the Middle Passage of the slave trade. Today, that history will be remembered in an interfaith ceremony at Faneuil Hall. It's part of the United Nations International Day of Remembrance of the Middle Passage and its abolition. Joining us now, one of the organizers of the event, Beverly Morgan Welch, head of the Museum of African American History of Boston and Nantucket. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about the Massachusetts' role in the onset of slavery in North America.
When Massachusetts puts together its body of liberties, of course, they're trying to create a system that changes the oppression under which they've lived in the past. And one of those liberties legalizes slavery. Shortly thereafter, they also then make it possible for the enslaved to petition and use laws and the courts to assume their rights and privileges. But it is the first to first write, there shall be no chattel slavery, and then it goes on to describe all of the ways in which one can become a slave. Hmm. It is very contradictory, as is the history.
Massachusetts became an important port site in the Triangle Trade, and today's ceremony is at Faneuil Hall, the area of a slave auction site, which is not part of the more familiar feel-good history of the landmark. And I'm wondering, what was the extent of the state's contribution to the global slave trade?
So slavery really begins in the 14th century in Europe, and sugar is really at the center of it. It is, in fact, Slavic people, that's where we get the word slave, who are some of those initially enslaved. And as this expands and as others determine that they won't participate in it, Africans are kidnapped initially, and then later on it broadens into the interiors of Africa. By participating and legalizing the trade in enslaved Africans, not only is Massachusetts the first to legalize it, but it also builds and sends out ships not only to the Caribbean but to Africa as well. And the first recorded African is recorded here in 1638. And, of course, Boston is founded in 1630. So from the beginnings of the colony, the idea of utilizing human beings and trading Pequot natives captured in war for enslaved Africans and the Caribbean is happens first in 1638 aboard the ship Desire.
Why do you think that history books, at least in the elementary and high school years, don't give a lot of attention to the complicated role of Massachusetts?
We like the heroic stories, don't we? History is written by those who can write, right? Mm. And when you are legally denied the right to learn to read and then to write, other people tell your story. And people in Boston in particular, which is a center of publishing during the 19th century. So if other people are telling your story and they are trying to make sense of their own demons and their own complicity, Massachusetts would have to recognize that the textile mills are built on slavery. The cotton comes from enslaved people on plantations cultivating and picking and ginning and so on, the cotton. So it is very easy to say it happened there and it is not happening here. But complicity in banking, insurance, textiles, and all kinds of goods and services continue. So these complex stories are very difficult to undo.
What do you think today's event will do toward helping raise an awareness of this history?
It is hollow if one does not recognize what slavery was here in Massachusetts and what it meant to be a port city and what it meant to sell people into bondage. So it is very important for us to continue to go back and spring forward for that to help us understand today.
What precipitated the shift toward abolition in Massachusetts?
Those persons who are enslaved, as well as others who, by their religious convictions, their belief in what a democracy means, begin to rise up and say, this is absolutely wrong. How can we, in principle, talk about our ideas and ideals and a democracy and our own freedoms while we enslave others?
Beverly Morgan Welch is the executive director of the Museum of African American History of Boston and Nantucket. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
This is 90.9 WBUR.